Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Political scientist proposes two-tier system to strengthen Zambia's opposition. Government assures FRA farmers of pending payment. South African hospital were arrested with human placenta.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Political scientist Dr. Alex Ngoma has proposed that Zambia adopt a two-tier political system similar to that of the United States to enhance the role of the opposition in the country's democracy. Speaking to Millennium Radio, Dr. Ngoma cautioned that the continued fragmentation of the opposition with the formation of numerous political parties risks weakening their ability to provide effective checks and balances on the government. He notes that while democracy guarantees citizens the right to form political parties, the critical question is whether these parties bring fresh ideas or simply serve as platforms for individuals to seek the presidency. Dr. Ngoma adds that the proliferation of ideologically similar parties undermines the opposition's capacity to mount meaningful competition and hold the ruling government accountable. He has cited the United States as an example where two dominant and distinct parties provide voters with clear choices and foster stronger political competition.
To really question their motivation, why do they form political parties? What is it that they have in mind? Because the political parties must be anchored on the ideologies. And if you have parties that already have the same ideology, why not just join them? So the problem we have in Zambia is that people have ulterior motives when they are forming political parties. They are happy, for example, when they are running around and people are referring to them as Mr. President. They are happy when there is a national function going on, maybe at State House, and they are invited to attend such functions. That's where the problem is. I think that the case of the United States is a model that we should learn from.
The government has assured farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency but have not yet been paid that they will soon receive their money as funds are already available. Small-scale farmers in some parts of the country have expressed concern over the Food Reserve Agency's delay in paying them for the maize supplied during the ongoing marketing season. Vice President Mtalena Lumango told Parliament during the question time this morning that some farmers have already started receiving payment, an indication that all outstanding dues will be cleared. She emphasized that the FRA will continue purchasing maize until all stock supplied by farmers are mopped up, addressing concerns raised by small-scale farmers over delayed payments during the ongoing marketing season. She was responding to a question from Isoka Member of Parliament Marjorie Nakaponda, who sought clarity on when the farmers would be paid.
The issue that some have been paid is an indicator that everybody will be paid. You can believe this government. There is no way, because that would be theft. If we carry maize and we don't pay, we will pay. And people must just hold their peace. When they have given the maize to FRA, it is secured. And therefore the money is also secured. It will be given at the right time. But the payment has been continuous, slowly being paid. You can assure the people of Isoka and your neighbor Jembe that they'll get their money. They grow the maize, they'll get their money.
The Economic Freedom Fighters has petitioned the Inspector General of Police demanding urgent investigations and prosecution of the Road Transport and Safety Agency Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba over a leaked audio in which he is accused of promoting tribal discrimination in employment. EFF President Kasonde Mwenda confirmed that his party delivered the petition this morning following the circulation of the audio recording between 16th and 17th September 2025. In the leaked audio, Mr. Mwemba allegedly blocked highly qualified candidates from employment because they belong to a certain region. Mr. Mwenda has described the remarks as both immoral and criminal, citing Article 23 of the Constitution and provisions of the Penal Code which prohibit tribal discrimination. He has since called on the police to open a criminal case filed against Mr. Mwenda, subject the audio to forensic verification despite his admission, conduct a transparent investigation into tribalism in government appointments, and ensure equal application of the law.
The Economic Freedom Fighters this morning delivered a formal complaint to the Inspector General of Police demanding an urgent investigation and prosecution of the Rajta Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Amon Mwemba, over a leaked audio recording in which he openly promotes tribal discrimination in employment. In the audio, which leaked between 16 and 17 September 2025, which Mr. Mwemba has himself admitted is authentic, he is heard declaring that he would block highly qualified candidates from employment simply because they belong to a certain tribe and region. Instead, he insists the posts should be reserved for individuals from his own tribe and region, which he shares with President Hakainde Hichilema.
The Zambia National Students Union ZANUST has hailed the government for the expansion of the students' loan to Levi Mwanawasa Medical University. The government recently announced the extension of the loan scheme to the university, which previously had not been covered under the program. ZANUST President Dennis Chipili says this is a progressive move as it will ease the financial burden faced by medical students at Levi Mwanawasa University. He has, however, urged the government to extend the gesture to other universities so that student loans are fully decentralized. Mr. Spiller has also commended the government's plans to reduce the number of loan repayment installments from 15 to 10, saying the adjustment will lessen the pressure on graduates once they enter the job market.
Whatsoever Levi Mwanawasa is training, because then education there is going to be free. So it's a plus to us, the general students. We are very excited. Coming to the issue of government reducing the payment percentage in terms of loan recovery to 10%. This is a huge plus and a huge relief to the students themselves. Now remember that when a student gets this loan, the Helsby Act states that the student begins to pay back this loan 1 year after exit from the university, whether in employment or not in employment. So this also now becomes a challenge.
And now, business news.
The government says Zambia continues to benefit immensely from enhanced cooperation with India across various sectors of the economy. Speaking during the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation ITEC program celebrations hosted by the Indian High Commission in Lusaka, Minister of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu says education remains central to economic and development. Mr. Hamaundu urged Zambians to take full advantage of the high-tech opportunities provided by the Indian government, stressing that the skills acquired are vital for national growth. He has further encouraged alumni to share their knowledge in fields such as engineering, health, agriculture, communications, forensic, fisheries and livestock, noting that shared expertise strengthens decision-making and supports economic emancipation.
Our cooperation, beyond just talking about it, because clearly there is a great opportunity that is available to be exploited, but as a people, we have probably not done sufficient to really harness this opportunity. Education is very, very critical when it comes to economic development or social endeavors.
Meanwhile, Indian High Commissioner to Zambia, Shri Alok Ranjanja, has reaffirmed his country's commitment to partner with developing countries through ITEC.
We have worked really hard because when I arrived, one of the priority areas for me was to completely utilize these 170 slots so I can go to the ministry and say that we still have 50, 70, 100